Then they go to Big Rapids and take on Ferris State for a couple of games on the 10th and 11th. And then they have a week off, and then they come home and take on Ferris State again. So a weird kind of, not a glitch in the schedule, but a rare occurrence where you play the same team four consecutive games, even though they're not two consecutive weekends. And I don't want to jump ahead too far to Ferris State, but does that give us any advantage at all playing them four straight games and the second two back up in Houghton?
Yeah, well, we're definitely looking forward to getting back home and playing in front of our fans. But I guess that little bit of a break will give us an opportunity to see at the things that we did right and the things that we did wrong and what would be the best approach going forward and taking on Ferris State.
Mike, I know you've only played a half a season in the WCHA. Can you name one player right now that's that you've seen as you consider the best that you've played against in the first half of the season?
Played against, I'd probably say Corey Ward is definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Colin Campbell, he's a forward on Lake Superior State. Both all-around players, especially Colin Campbell, the guy always finishes his hits. He's driving the net. He does a lot of little things right, things that I'd like to do with my game as well.
What is the toughest kind of player for you to play against? I mean, what do you not like to have to go up against? What makes it difficult to do your job when you're playing against somebody?
Especially when playing against other team centermen, like centermen that are very good on draws, they're very strong on their sticks, and also play with a lot of speed and have a little bit of sandpaper to their game as well. It's tough playing against those guys that make it physically punishing to play against.
Mike Neville is with us, the freshman forward for the Huskies, wears number 25, and has a couple of goals and 10 assists this season for 12 points. And Mike, you, how often do you practice your draws in practice?
Typically, it's once a week. We'll usually do it towards the end of the week, just because you know we think it's a little part of the game, but it's actually a very, very big part in terms of starting with possession of the puck. We always know Coach Pearson's always honest about having very, very good draw percentages. And like one of the guys that I look up to on the team is Dennis Ricks. Dennis is always really good in the face-off circle, and he's got that defensive poise to himself.
He really does. And the face-offs were actually pretty even against Western, but did it seem like they were winning more important face-offs? Because obviously face-offs in the neutral zone are not nearly as important as ones in either your defensive zone or in the offensive zone.
Yeah, it was. I guess it kind of felt that way a little bit. I think maybe we got to bear down a little bit in our own end in terms of that. But I think a lot of the draws were scrambled, too. I think a lot of centermen were tying up each other's sticks and allowing wingers to come in and fight for pucks and battle for those pucks.
When do you decide on what you're going to do on a face-off? I guess being the decisions being trying to win it back cleanly or trying to just make sure they don't win it cleanly?
I think it's a feel-out process throughout the game, and it also depends on who you're matched up against. Certain centermen have certain tendencies. And if you're hot, you're hot. If you have one thing going for you, why not continue at winning draws?
Mike Neville, freshman forward for the Huskies, freshman centerman, centering Alex Patan and CJ Ike in the Comerica Outdoor Great Lakes Invitational, is with us filling in for Coach. And you get the day off today from practice. I know it's been a lot of hockey in the last few days. You had yesterday off, too. What are some of the plans for Michigan Tech this week? I know you guys are going to the game. Am I right?
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible experience. Again, we didn't get a chance to be home for Christmas with our families, and I guess this is kind of our late Christmas present here. We're able to go to the big house as a team, which would be so exciting. Again, I'm a Toronto guy. I'm a huge Toronto Maple Leafs fan. My family, we've had season tickets for years now, and what an experience it'll be when they beat those Red Wings.
Who was your favorite player growing up, Mike?
My favorite player, my favorite Leaf was Wendell Clark for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. And similar styles, I would say, too. You got the grittiness to you, and he certainly could muck it up and then score goals.
Yeah, my dad used to always say Wendell Clark could do everything. He could score big goals, he could make big hits, and he could fight. So he was definitely he's a good Saskatchewan boy. So,
did you ever have a chance to meet him?
No, I never did, actually. I got an opportunity to tour around the Leafs facility. I think it was last year, and it was an incredible experience just going around and seeing what it was like to be a pro and just how they're treated. It's pretty special, pretty amazing.
Who are some other players, Mike, that you kind of idolized as you grew up, a big hockey fan around Toronto?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Who are some of your other than Wendell Clark, who are some of the other NHL stars that you idolized?
Growing up, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Steve Yzerman was definitely a big guy. I know got a lot of Red Wing fans on the team, but again, Steve Yzerman was a guy that he played with a lot of poise. He had a lot of leadership, and he scored huge goals, too.
Yeah, a couple of good guys to look up to right there, Wendell Clark and Steve Yzerman. All right, Mike, we'll let you go. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. What's the schedule for today? The guys are practicing and then getting some dinner or what?
Yeah, so we're just on the ice here at the Plymouth Whalers Arena and probably hop off the ice, maybe get a lift in. And I think we're planning on going to a movie later on tonight after dinner, so it should be fun, some good team bonding.
All right, well, we'll let you go. We can't thank you enough for filling in for the coaches while they're on the ice, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll see you down in the Sioux, and let's get a couple of wins against the Lakers, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike Neville from the Michigan Tech hockey team. They are still on the road. And they will be on the road. They'll be heading to the Big House to watch the New Year's Day game between the Maple Leafs and the Detroit Red Wings. And then they will head to Sault Ste. Marie and take on the Lakers this weekend. Game time is set for 7:37 on Friday night. Our pregame at 7 o'clock right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Saturday night, a half hour earlier, game time will be at 7:07, 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
And Spirell goes down, out to center ice. It's cleared by Michigan Tech. Huskies across the line with Bax Vallis. Vallis turns over to his forehand, slips it between the legs of the defenseman. In front, and back for Stebner. He'll wind it up, shoots, blocked in front, shot taken by the Huskies. Look, Lock is right there. They score! They score! The Huskies tie the game up. 6:07 left to go in the third period.
Huskies have control inside of their own zone. Stretch pass up for Neville. Breakaway, he's in, shoots, goal! And it goes to the corner again to the half wall. Michigan Tech in front for Hedela. Takes the shot. Rebound is there. Scores! Jake Gusto with the Huskies breaks the ice. Sent inside of the state zone. Right wing corner. The Huskies go in on the forecheck against Walsh. Also back there helping out. The catcher. Loose puck. Scores! Huskies put it in on a strange play. Bouncing it in. And I don't know if that was CJ Ike or not, but the Huskies tie it up 2-2 with 11:47 left to go in the period. Here comes Carroll. He needs the score for the Huskies to stay in it. Carroll comes down. Shoots! Scores! Tanner Carroll with the goal in the shootout, beating Hildebrand. Ryan Fern with a chance now for the Huskies to win it. Fern across the line, brings it into the forehand, backhand, forehand, shoots, scores! Ryan Fern with the shootout goal, and the Huskies are going to the championship game for the second straight season to defend their title in the Great Lakes Invitational.
That'll do it for the Mel Pearson Show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Remember, you can always email your questions for Mel at dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Again, the Huskies in action this weekend down at Sault Ste. Marie at Taffy Able Arena at Lake State University. The Huskies split with the Lakers in middle of November back at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena and hoping to get four big points against Lake State this weekend. Game time again, 7:30 on Friday night, 7 o'clock pregame right here on the Voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. And again, a replay of the Mel Pearson Show at 6 o'clock tonight on our sister station, 920 AM WMPL.